Primary 1 Manual, I Am a Child of God. Lesson 28, I Can Be Obedient. Purpose, to strengthen each child's desire to obey Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, and to obey his or her parents. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Daniel 3, John chapter 14, verse 15, and Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. See also Gospel Principles, item number 31110, chapter 35. 2. Materials needed. A. A set of scriptures. B. Picture 1-5, family with a baby, item number 62307. Picture 1-8, passing the sacrament, item 62021. Picture 1-9, morning prayer, 62310. Picture 1-46, children giving mother flowers. Picture 1-55, Sermon on the Mount, Gospel Art Picture Kit 212, item 62166. Picture 1-56, Three Men in the Fiery Furnace, Gospel Art Picture Kit 116, item 62093. 3. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities you want to use. Learning activities. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Politely ask the children to do several actions, such as stand up, turn around, reach up high, touch their toes, and sit down. Thank them for doing as you asked. Explain that they were being obedient. They obeyed your instructions. Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to obey our parents. Show picture 1-5, family with a baby. What does this picture show? Point to the baby in the picture and talk about how each of us came to earth as a baby. Remind the children that because babies are so small and helpless, they need someone older and bigger to take care of them. Who took care of you when you were a baby? Who takes care of you now? Explain to the children that the people who take care of them, such as their parents and other family members, love them and want them to be safe and happy. What do your parents teach you not to do? Talk about things the children might do that could hurt them or make them unhappy, such as playing in the street, touching a hot stove, picking up a sharp knife, running down a steep hill, or fighting with their brothers and sisters. Why don't your parents want you to do these things? Talk about things the children can safely and happily do, such as playing with their toys, going places with their parents, and being kind to their brothers and sisters. Why do your parents let you do these things? Why should you obey your parents? Explain that our parents love us and want us to do things that will keep us safe and happy. Activity. Have the children stand and do the following action verse. My legs like to run. Run quietly in place. My hands like to play. Wiggle hands. But when mother or father says come, motion with hand, I quickly obey. How do you feel when you obey your parents and come when they call you? How do you feel when you do other things your parents ask you to do? Explain that when we obey our parents, we can feel happy. Our parents are also happy when we obey. Tell the children that Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to obey our parents. Read and explain Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to the children. Song. Sing or say the words to all three verses of Quickly I'll Obey, Children's Songbook, page 197. When my mother calls me, quickly I'll obey. I want to do just what is best each and every day. When my father calls me, quickly I'll obey. I want to do just what is best each and every day. Heavenly Father loves me, blesses me each day. I want to do just what is best each and every day. Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to obey the commandments. Show picture 1-55, Sermon on the Mount. Who is in this picture? Explain that when Jesus was on the earth, he taught the people what Heavenly Father wanted them to do. These teachings are called commandments. Hold up the scriptures. Tell the children that the commandments are written in the scriptures. Activity. Open your Bible and read John chapter 14, verse 15. Explain that Jesus said these words. Explain that keep means obey. Have the children repeat the scripture with you a few times. What are some of the commandments Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to obey? Using the following pictures, talk about some of the commandments the children can obey. Picture 1-5, Family with a Baby. Love our families. Picture 1-8, Passing the Sacrament. Attend church meetings. Picture 1-9, Morning Prayer. Pray to Heavenly Father. Picture 1-46, Children giving mother flowers. Be kind to others. What does Heavenly Father do when we obey His commandments? Heavenly Father blesses us when we obey. Story. Briefly relate the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as found in Daniel chapter 3. Display picture 1-56, three men in the fiery furnace at an appropriate time. Explain that one of Heavenly Father's commandments is that we pray only to Him. We do not pray to other people or to images, which are like statues. Explain that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew Heavenly Father's commandments and wanted to obey them. Heavenly Father protected these men from the fire because they obeyed Him. The fire did not burn them. Why weren't Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego hurt by the fire? How do you think Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego felt when Heavenly Father protected them from the fire? Testimony. Express your feelings about the importance of obeying our parents and Heavenly Father and Jesus. Tell the children how obeying the commandments helps you be happy. Enrichment activities. Choose some of these activities to use during the lesson. 1. Sing or say the words to the first verse of Keep the Commandments, Children's Songbook, page 146, or the second verse of I Have Two Little Hands, Children's Songbook, page 272. 2. Let each child have a turn giving the class some instructions, such as stand up and put your hands on your head. Have the other children obey the instructions. 3. Use the fishing pole from Lesson 11 and prepare some paper fish on which are written simple instructions, such as fold your arms. Repeat, Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Walk quietly around the room. Smile at the other children. And help the class sing, I am a child of God. Give each child a turn to catch a paper fish and obey the instruction written on the fish. 4. Review the story of Noah, emphasizing that Noah and his family were saved from the flood because they obeyed the commandments. 5. Give each child a piece of paper on which you have drawn a happy face and written the words, I am happy when I obey. Let the children color the faces. Additional activities for younger children. 1. Help the children do the actions to the following finger play. Busy little fingers, hold up a fist. Who will help us to obey? I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. Raise a finger with each I will until all the fingers are extended. The busy fingers say. 2. Bring several items that offer protection, such as shoes, hats, and gloves. Ask the children what kind of protection each item gives. For example, shoes protect our feet, hats protect our heads from cold or our eyes from the sun. Tell the children that when we obey our parents, we are protected also. Talk about some rules and how they protect us. 3. Hold up your hands and show the children how you can move your fingers. Have the children hold up their hands, move their fingers, and open and close their hands. Explain that we can move our own hands and fingers, but no one else's. Explain that we can make our hands obey when someone asks us to do something. Doing this makes us feel happy inside. 4. Help the children do the actions to the following activity verse while you say the words. I like my hands. I like my hands. They are my friends. Hold hands in front and look at them. They are busy and helpful until the day ends. Pantomime work, hands do. They can quietly fold, fold hands, or clap really loud, clap. When they do what is right, it makes me proud. End of Lesson 28, I Can Be Obedient. From Primary 1 Manual, I Am a Child of God.